I'm John Nguyen with SDPB News. Sioux Falls Mayor Paul Tenhaken is calling on businesses to set the tone for stronger COVID-19 mitigation efforts. He recently expressed frustration with the local Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber's CEO says the group does not have authority beyond encouraging members to follow CDC guidelines. SDPB's Jackie Hendry has more.
Last month, Mayor Tenhaken described a business initiative called the Safer Sioux Falls Pledge. He compared it to a good housekeeping seal of approval.
Masks are required, check. Their staff is required to wear masks. There's hand sanitizer at every table. They'll get these check marks and they'll get a badge they can put on their door so consumers can know that's a place I feel comfortable going.
In his most recent press update, Tenhaken again called on businesses to require masks for employees and take other precautions, but he couldn't offer an update on any incentives.
I would say that's a question for our Chamber of Commerce, who I've also challenged to take a more strong position on this, but no one wants to.
The Greater Sioux Falls Chamber of Commerce is made up of voluntary members. Chamber CEO Jeff Griffin explains he doesn't have regulatory authority over those businesses.
I don't have, nor would it be appropriate for me to certify a business as COVID compliant. It's just not an authority that the Chamber of Commerce has.
The Sioux Falls Chamber is one of dozens of groups supporting the statewide Mask Up SODAC campaign. The healthcare-led campaign launched last week. Griffin says that took precedence over the business pledge.
That press conference was happening the same week that Safer Sioux Falls wanted to launch, and the team decided it could create confusion in the public for, you know, what are we doing? Was it Mask Up Sioux Falls, Mask Up SODAC?
Griffin supports the Safer Sioux Falls program as a public resource, but says it's not a solution to the broader public health problem.
It's quite simply a list of businesses making a voluntary pledge.
Griffin says the chamber's role in the pandemic is ensuring businesses have up-to-date resources, especially as they enter the all-important fourth quarter of the retail year. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry in Sioux Falls.
Marijuana remains illegal in South Dakota, and anyone who uses it puts themselves at risk of facing charges. That's what one county state's attorney says when asked how they'll handle marijuana charges over the next few months. Voters approved two marijuana measures in Tuesday's election. Those don't go into effect until July 1st of 2021. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Each county may have a different approach to small amount marijuana convictions. Mark Vargo is the Pennington County State's Attorney. He says his office will advise law enforcement on how to approach the issue, but they're taking a wait-and-see approach.
We will almost certainly be making some decisions about cases and what we think we should do. I will tell you that a lot of our marijuana cases enter our diversion programming anyway, and so this might be perhaps less important to us than it is to some counties where they don't have as active a diversion process.
Vargo says his staff is running statistics on marijuana-related cases. The measures passed by South Dakota voters regulate and tax small amounts of marijuana. Brendan Johnson is the president of South Dakotans for Better Marijuana Laws, the group backing Amendment A. He says his hope is cases involving small amounts of marijuana are dismissed,
so that you don't have them on people's permanent criminal record. You know, when we're talking about very large amounts of marijuana, well, that will continue to be illegal after July 1st, and it should be illegal. So I don't worry about those cases. But what I do worry about is the thousands of people who between now and July 1st will be in the criminal justice system for, you know, a couple grams of marijuana.
Johnson, who is a former U.S. attorney for South Dakota, says state's attorneys have every right to prosecute under the law. His advice to anyone is to not use marijuana until after July 1st of 2021, when the constitutional amendment goes into effect. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
According to the unofficial vote tally from the Oglala Sioux Tribe's general election, Kevin Killer will become the next president of the tribe. Killer says as president, he hopes to rebuild trust between the tribal government and the people.
The biggest thing is, you know, rebuilding trust back into our process, and, you know, just being able to kind of meet people where they're at And even if that means having conversations in every single district, you know, making sure that the office of the presidency is going to be in all these districts, understanding that, you know, we're going to try to meet people where they're at and begin to understand that, you know, we need, in order to make really monumental change, we got to have people's trust. And once they begin to trust, they begin to offer resources.
Alicia Musso won the tribe's vice presidency with 1,973 votes to beat out the tribe's former president, Brian Brewer, who got 1,512 votes. Water management officials overseeing the Missouri River Basin say they expect to see both temperature and precipitation below normal going into 2021. That continues the trend earlier this fall when precipitation was below normal in much of the upper basin despite cold and snowy weather. The 2020 runoff forecast for the upper basin was 17% above average. Hydrologist Kevin Lau says the basin is transitioning to a dry fall season.
Again, we're going into the fall with soil moisture drier than normal for the majority of the basin. We're going into fall with stream flows going in a downward trend. The system storage appears to be in good shape right now.
Lau says dry soil means the potential for spring floods will depend on snowpack in mountains and plains over the winter. Most of the basin is experiencing some form of drought. The latest from the National Drought Mitigation Center shows drought degradation over large areas of Montana and North Dakota. The Missouri River Basin continues to have large areas of moderate to severe drought in South Dakota, Nebraska, and Iowa.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.